This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A wildfire has forced the evacuation of more than 24 homes near Durango. Officials say the East Canyon fire was started by lightning on Saturday and is more than 2,700 acres with 0% containment. It's burning on private and federal land about 20 miles from Durango. Mandatory evacuation orders are in place for two subdivisions. Some CU Boulder students are calling for severing ties with city police and cutting funding for campus police. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Members of CU Boulder's Black Student Alliance have asked that money allocated to campus police be redirected to hire and train more faculty of color and to recruit more students of color. It also calls for implementing an academic requirement centered around anti-racism. In a statement, CU Boulder says the police department has implemented trainings on implicit bias and de-escalating conflict. Officials say campus and Boulder police are committed to continuing progress on issues related to police conduct that are areas of concern to the Black community and other communities of color. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
CDOT is closing westbound I-70 traffic near Mount Vernon Canyon west of C-470 for 10 minutes at a time to complete rock scaling operations in the canyon this afternoon. Red flag warning until 8 tonight for Colorado Springs, Pueblo, Vail, and Grand Junction. Currently, it is 89 and mostly cloudy for Metro Denver, 74 degrees and partly cloudy in Vail. This is CPR News.